This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Nick Alexiou, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Alexiou, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Charles Thompson III. Now, this is the third. I gave you a dictation on the second. This is Charles Thompson III. First name is Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Thompson is T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N III. On September 19th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I took the history directly from the patient, comma, reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 30-year-old male, height 5'2", weight 130 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about March 11th of 2022, period. The patient was a passenger in the front with his seatbelt on, period. A police vehicle went through an intersection without the siren on. The driver of the patient's vehicle had a green light, and this resulted in the patient's vehicle striking the side of the police vehicle, period. The vehicle that the patient in was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was in a 1988 Chevy Silverado truck, period. The patient was jerked and his right knee hit the dash, period. A couple hours later, he had pain in his right knee, period. Despite adequate treatment, he's still experiencing right knee pain and problems, period. He was told that he needs a brace. And he was advised that he needed a diagnostic surgery, but he was not cleared for surgery at that time due to his heart condition, period. New paragraph. His right knee pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent pain that lasts approximately 2 hours per day and is worse with standing, period. It is a stabbing-type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating-type pain, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that approximately 2 days later, he was seen at Indiana Health Center. He had an exam and was referred for physical therapy at ATI for approximately 1 month, period. He saw an orthopedic specialist in Indianapolis. He had x-rays and was placed in a brace, period. They couldn't do an MRI because he has a pacemaker, and as a result, they did a CT scan and was told that a bone was pushed rearward, and he was placed in a brace, but they could not do surgery due to his poor heart function, period. He was in a brace 6 to 8 weeks, but he couldn't do diagnostic surgery because of the heart, period. He saw a knee specialist and was given one injection in his knee, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems walking upstairs, comma, playing with the kids, comma, riding bikes, comma, walking greater than one block, comma, standing greater than 10 minutes, comma, sports such as football, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include metoprolol, comma, spironolactone, comma, torsemide, comma, a heart medication, comma, and a blood thinner, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for a heart condition with valve issues, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his right knee in the past, period. The patient has not been in any serious automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals heart valve replacement, period. New paragraph, occupation is the patient is on disability because of heart issues at birth, period. New paragraph, I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Record from Indiana Health Centers, dated March 21st, 2022. Reason for appointment is knee pain due to car accident. And on 3/11, patient went to St. Vincent's ER and had x-rays done. Showed slight splint in right knee, comma. Patient stated they prescribed ibuprofen and is not helping, comma. Patient asked for a stint at hospital and they did not have one, period. I think they meant splint rather than stint, period. The pain... The pain is starting to go up into the low back, period. No issues, no knee issues before, period. Assessment is acute pain right knee. Treatment was acute pain of the right knee with acetaminophen and ibuprofen, period. They also referred to physical therapy. CT arthrogram of the lower extremity, May 24th, 2022. Impression, no evidence of meniscal tear, comma, loose body, comma, fracture, comma, dislocation or malalignment of the right knee, period. X-rays March 11th, 2022 of the right knee was negative right knee. Records from American Health Network, May 9th, 2022. Here for evaluation of his right knee, period. He states was in a motor vehicle crash on March 11th and has been having right knee since then, period. Assessment is 1, right knee pain, 2, tear of the medial meniscus of the right knee, 3, tear of the cruciate ligament of the right knee. Plan was we discussed his findings as well as options today, period. He does have laxity on exam, comma, and I am concerned about a ligament injury, comma, and we discussed that the gold standard for evaluation is an MRI, comma, but with his pacemaker, comma, he is unable to have the study performed, period. Another record from American Health Network, June 3rd, 2022. Charles returns for evaluation of his right knee, period. He continues to have medial knee pain, comma. His knee continues to give out intermittently, period. He comes for a CT angiogram review, period. On physical examination, there was mild effusion. There was pain with palpation of the medial joint line, period. Mild pain with palpation of the lateral joint line, period. X-ray interpretation, CT arthrogram of the right knee was reviewed with no gross meniscal tear, comma, loose body, comma, fracture or ligament tear noted, period. Assessment is right knee post-traumatic medial joint line tenderness, right knee side-to-side laxity on exam, comma, questionable cruciate ligament tear, period. We would like to proceed with a right knee diagnostic arthroscopy with meniscus and cartilage surgery as indicated with exam under anesthesia, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of March 11th, 2022 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. new paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel. On examination of the patient's skin, there was a large vertical mid-sternal scar secondary to prior heart surgery period. There was an indentation where there was an obvious left upper chest pacemaker period. The patient presented with an abnormal flex gait period. ENT examination was negative with pupils equal and reactive flatten accommodation period. Extraocular muscles were intact period. Examination of the neck revealed normal thyroid with normal cervical spine. Thoracic and lumbar spines were unremarkable period. Auscultation of the heart revealed a loud holosystolic murmur. It was regular rate and rhythm period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the left knee was unremarkable, period. Examination of the right knee was grossly abnormal, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right knee, period. Flexion was diminished by 32 degrees, period. Internal rotation limited by 4 degrees, period. External rotation limited by 18 degrees, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the right medial knee, period. There was crepitus on range of motion of the right knee. There was diminished strength in the right knee, as well as joint laxity of the right knee, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Sensation was normal, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are right knee trauma, pain, strain, joint laxity, possible cruciate ligament tear, possible tear of the medial meniscus, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of March 11, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, utilizing Table 16-3, the patient qualifies for a 9% lower extremity impairment on the right, which converts to a 4% whole body impairment utilizing Table 16-10, period. The basis for this 9% right lower extremity impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the automobile accident of March 11th, 2022, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the right knee region due to this accident, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medications at a cost of $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Right knee injections would cost approximately $2,000, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. Diagnostic surgery with possible corrective action would be necessary pending cardiac function improvement, period. Cost of the surgery, all-inclusive, would be $125,000, and this would include anesthesia, surgeon fees, hospital charges, and post-op physical therapy, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me informed consent for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.